50 years ago this month, one of the largest protests took place in UW-Madison history. The Black student strike was fueled by a number of grievances Black students had about their treatment on campus. Organizers pushed for a campus-wide strike until a list of 13 demands were met. Requests included creating a Black Studies department and admitting more Black students. Thousands of people participated in the protests, and eventually, the Wisconsin National Guard was called in. One of the participants was Geraldine Hines, who was a law student at the time.
I was the oldest child in my family, the first one to go to college. I was young and not afraid of speaking my mind about things. I felt emboldened, and that's what I did. Just looking at the list of demands, it's kind of shocking, actually, what people thought they could get done. But I think that the demand that most of us were really energized around was a Black Studies department with Black professors. And I think that the other demands reflected the kind of disconnect that a lot of the Black students felt when they got here. In addition to the mass demonstrations, is disrupting classes, holding demos in buildings, walking around, shouting about different things to get people to pay attention to us. This was all about young people trying to get an education.
About a month after the protests started, the university agreed to one of the 13 demands. They established the Department of Afro-American Studies, which still exists today. Recently, the university teamed up with a group of journalism students to reflect on the Black student strike of 1969. One of them is sophomore Anjiana Nurdin. She talked with Geraldine Hines about the legacy of the protest.
And when we met with other students who participated in the strike in 1969, a lot of their reasoning for doing it was we didn't have a choice, we wanted to fight. But I noticed a lot of students today, they're more not reluctant necessarily, but they're more afraid of fighting because a lot of students are actually on scholarship and a lot of students are dependent on going to school so that they can get that career.
Yeah, I think that's a really important question is what's changed in 50 years that would affect whether or not you could have that same kind of organization and fervor today. I don't know, but it just feels like it would be very, very difficult to get people to organize around something like that today. And that's kind of sad.
I think it's also different because we have these different platforms. So a lot of people are on social media, and so they use their activism in different ways, which I think is good.
Okay.
But puts things into perspective today, if a strike were to happen, how much of the white campus is going to support and is going to be there? And then again, knowing how the climate is today, is the National Guard going to get called in? Is it going to be that dangerous? Are people going to feel safe? And how much are people willing to risk if it's not directly affecting them?
I'm sure that if you were to talk to Black students, you wouldn't hear stories that everything is A-OK and they're happy with the way things are going.
I think they have to bring in more Black professors again. That's one of the biggest things because in the Black Culture Center, for example, we have all these different staff and we have all these different resources that we can reach out to. But where does that extend when we leave that safe space? And there are a couple of different faculty and staff that are really supportive and really there for you. But I think it goes beyond just having a couple of people.
Anjiana Nurdin is a UW journalism student who worked on an oral history project remembering the Black student strike of 1969. Judge Geraldine Hines graduated from UW's law school and recently retired from the Massachusetts Supreme Judicial Court. Go to our website, wisconsinlife.org, to see the work that Nurdin and her colleagues created and to learn more about the Black student strike of 1969. Wisconsin Life is a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and Wisconsin Public Television in partnership with the Wisconsin Humanities Council. Additional support comes from Lowell and Mary Peterson of Appleton. I'm Maureen McCollum.